Good evening. This Shabbos is Parshas Vayetze. Parshas Vayetze is always read in the month of Kislev. And Parshas Vayetze is a closed parsha. It's referred to in the Rishonim, Mefarshei HaMikra, as a parsha stuma. Not because it's connected to the previous parsha or the next parsha, like Vayechi, but because there is no opening in this parsha. There's no pay and samach, there's no spaces. From the beginning of Vayetze to the end, it's straight without any space, without any relief. The Baal HaTurim makes note of it. The Baal HaTurim says this parsha is Suma. The reason, he says, is because he went out, Yaakov left Be'er Sheva, he left Eretz Yisrael, Baseser. He went out in a hidden way. He didn't leave with fanfare and publicity. He didn't want Esav to know that he was leaving or where he's going. So it was done in secret. It was done in a very quiet way. And therefore the parsha is Susuma. Uborach beheichove. He fled in hiding. And as the Sfarim tell us, Vayetze is the parsha of Golus. Yaakov goes to Golus, Maisa Avasim and Labanim. And that is a metaphor, and that is the Payal Demyaini for the future generations that also are going to go into Golus, and especially ours as we come to the end of the Golus, when the Golus intensifies, Ikvasa de Mashiach. Yaakov is the one who represents Golus, as we find in Parshas Kisisa, when after Chet HaEgel, when Moshe Rabbeinu is pleading from Hashem not to annihilate the Jewish people, he says, "Zechor la'Avraham li'Yitzchak u'li'Yisrael avodecha asher nishbata lahem boch." And there Rashi tells us, if Chas v'Shalom deserved to be burnt, remember Avraham who gave up his life to be burnt be'ur kastim, and if they deserve to be killed, remember Yitzchak who stretched out his neck by the Akedah, and if they deserve golus, Zechor liYaakov shegola lecharon. Remember Yaakov who was exiled, who went out of Eretz Yisrael to Charon. So Yaakov represents Golus. From the three Avos, he's the one who went out. Avraham came in, Yitzchak never left, and Yaakov went out and spent many, many years outside of Eretz Yisrael. So the Torah tells us, Vayetze Yaakov mibe'er shova, vayelech charona. Now this pasuk seems to be unnecessary, and as Rashi makes note right at the beginning of the parasha, we know that already. We just learned at the end of Parashas Toldos that Yaakov left, his parents told him, Kum lech padena aram, beisa v'suel avi imecha, v'kach lecha misham isha, v'benois lovan achi imecha. And v'yishlach Yitzchak es Yaakov, v'yelech padena aram, el lovan ben v'suel ho'arami. So why are we saying again, Vayetze Yaakov mibe'er shova vayelech charona, when we learned it already before, at the end the parashas told us. If anything, the first pasuk should be Vayivga b'amokoyim, which is the next pasuk. So Rashi says, because the Torah stopped in the middle of the topic, b'shvil she'ro'oiz b'nois kena'an b'einei Yitzchak oviv, when Esav saw that Yitzchak abhorred Canaanite women, so he went to Yishmael. So hifsik ha'inyan b'parshas shel Yaakov. The Torah sort of took a break in the middle of discussion of Yaakov and talked about Esav, and it told us vayar Esav, etc. Umishagomar. And once we completed that, like in parentheses, chazar le'inyan arishon. We go back to what we were talking about before, and we start over again. The Torah is not a book. The Torah is not a history book. And we don't find this very often, that the Torah should repeat a pasuk that it already said, because we digressed and we have to come back now and remind everyone what we're in the middle of talking about. Clearly there's more to it than that. Baruch Chaim HaKadosh has a piece on this. But I came across this week a very interesting piece from the Keren LeDavid. The Keren LeDavid, Rabbi Eliezer David Grunwald, was a Rav in Salem, in Vishva, in Satmar. Keren LeDavid says as follows. He's medayek. Why did the Torah stop in the middle of talking about Yaakov and digress and talk about Esav going to Yishmael and then go back? Why not finish the whole story and then afterwards perhaps say that because Esav saw that Yitzchak abhorred Canaanite women, he went and married Yishmael's daughter. Why do we break in the middle and have to go back to start over again? Another question he asks. We mentioned this last week, what the Gemara says at the end of Megillah, and Rashi is ma'irich in this at the end of the previous parasha, that Yaakov went to study in the Beis Medrash of Aver for 14 years. There's a 14-year gap. The whole calculation that we went through last week, and whoever was Ma'av Sedra last week, will learn the Gemara in Megillah, knows the Cheshbon, we're not going to repeat it. We know that Yaakov studied in the Beis Medrash of Aver before going to Lavan. After leaving his parents, he did not go straight to where they told him to go. But he spent 14 years in the Beis Medrash of Aver. And the obvious question is, how was he allowed to do that? Didn't his parents tell him to go? Keep it over aim. His parents told him to go and get married. He delayed getting married for 14 years. Now, the Lashon of Chazal is Nitman Beveis Aver. He hid in the Beis Medrash of Aver. He hid there because he didn't want Esav to know that he was there. So it wasn't like as if everyone knew he went to yeshiva for 14 years. They didn't know where he was, but that's where he was. The Torah doesn't tell us this. This is all hinted, and we figure it out from Sukkim. The Torah itself keeps it a secret, as Mefarshim explained, because it was done in secret, so the Torah itself keeps it a secret. But that's where he went. So Karen Ledovit asks, which many Mefarshim ask, why did he go to learn for 14 years when his parents told him to go get married? Now, it's not like as if he hasn't been learning till now. Let's remember, he's 63 years old. He's an old bacher. And he's been learning his entire life. Perhaps you could say, if he hadn't learned till now, so he wants to become a Talmud Chacham before getting married. He's been learning his entire life, since his Bar Mitzvah, maybe even before that. Years and years, Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Oyholim, Ba'oholoi Shel Shem, Ba'oholoi Shel Aver. Now he's going to learn. He's already been learning. His parents just told him to go now to Choron and to get married. So why does it happen now? So he says a very interesting, seeming novel approach here. He says that Yitzchak and Yaakov had a dispute. What's more important? Kibud Av Va'Em or learning Torah? And he brings the pasuk in the previous parasha, HaKoil Koil Yaakov HaYodayim Yedei Esav, as Chazal learned that this pasuk teaches us that when the voice of Yaakov is heard in the Batei Knesios and in the Batei Midrashos, that means when we're davening and learning, Ein HaYodayim Yedei Esav, the hands of Esav cannot do anything to us. So he asks just the opposite. From the pasuk it would seem, HaKoil Koil Yaakov VaHayodayim Yedei Esav, that even when the koil is koil Yaakov, the yodayim are yedei Esav. It doesn't say the yodayim are not yedei Esav when hakoil koil Yaakov. It says hakoil koil Yaakov, v'hayodayim yedei Esav. There's a Yerushalmi, and the Vilna Gaon writes this, based on this Yerushalmi, that the word hakoil, the first hakoil, is written without a vav. So the drasha really is hakal koil Yaakov. When the koil of Yaakov is diminished, it's kal, it's not loud, people are not learning, then v'hayodayim yedei Esav, that's when Esav can rule. But otherwise, the pasuk is saying that even though hakol kol Yaakov, yodayim yedei Esav. So let's remember that Yitzchak was the one who said this. So Karen Ledovit says like this, Yitzchak wanted to give a bracha to Esav and not to Yaakov. And v'cha'ira, as we spoke last week, Esav tricked his father, made believe he was a tzaddik. And it can't be that Yitzchak didn't know that. And it can't be that Yitzchak didn't know that Yaakov was a very great person. So why push away Yaakov and why give a bracha to Esav? So Yitzchak's opinion was that Esav was greater because Esav had a much greater kibud av va'em than Yaakov did. Esav was constantly respecting his father and always bringing him food and honoring him like no one ever did. The Midrashim tell us that the kibud av va'em of Esav is beyond comprehension. Tanoim in the Gemara in Kedushin, and Midrashim all over tell us that Tanoim, Rabbi Tarfon, who it says was an unbelievable mechabed aim, would say it doesn't come to the kibud av of Esav. And we know that Yaakov was punished for all the years that he stayed away from his parents, the extra years that he stayed away, he was only supposed to be there for 7 years. He stayed away much longer because of the inability of being able to honor his parents because he was away for so long. Except for those 14 years that he was learning in the Beis Medrash of Eivor, the Gemara in Megillah, this Gemara that we're quoting, says that he wasn't punished for those years because in reality, Yaakov is right, not Yitzchak. Talmud Torah is greater than Kibbutz Avim, and that's the proof. Because if not, we know Yaakov was punished, that he didn't see his son Yosef for 22 years. And this was Mida Keneged Mida because he wasn't home for 22 years and he wasn't able to honor his parents. But if we really count how many years there were that he was away, they're 36 years. So clearly, so then Yosef should have been away 36 years, not 22 years. So the Gemara says, from here we see that for the 14 years that he learned in the Beis Medrash of Eivor, there he's not being punished for the lack of Kibbutz Avim, because Torah is more important. Talmud Torah is greater than Kibbutz Avim. Now, otherwise, if not that we learned that out from here, we would think the other way. The fact that the Gemara has to tell us that Kibbutz Avim is not as important as Talmud Torah, and Talmud Torah is greater than Kibbutz Avim, we would think the other way, and that's what Yitzchak thought. Yitzchak felt that Kibbutz Avim is on a higher madrig; it's greater than Talmud Torah. Even though Yaakov was an Ishtam Yosef Eholim, but Esav had this tremendous chus of Kibbutz Avim, and that chus is greater. And that's why he says, "It says Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav kitzayit befiv mitzay dehav ha'achil," as Unkel says. In other words, because of his tremendous Kibbutz Avim, Yitzchak actually believed that Esav is more befitting for a bracha than Yaakov. But it wasn't true. Talmud Torah is greater. So Yaakov therefore had a right to take away the brachos from Esav. And therefore that's what he says, the pasuk says, HaKol Kol Yaakov, HaYodayim Edei Esav. In other words, he's translating, Kol Kol Yaakov means Yaakov learning Torah. Yodayim Edei Esav means the hands of Esav, that with his hands, he's honoring his father. He went out and cooked and hunted with his hands. So the Yodayim Edei Esav, despite HaKol Kol Yaakov, so he held Kibbutz Avim is greater. Now, at the end of time, we know the Schus of Esav is going to end, and then he will have no rule over Yaakov. So Yaakov Avinu, the truth is, Yaakov didn't have to go to the Beis Medrash of Eivor. Yaakov already had years and years of Schusim of Limud HaTorah. Yaakov Ishtam, Yosef Eholim. And he was really planning to go right after his parents told him to go. He was going to go to Haran straight. But Esav did something. Esav strengthened his Kibbutz Avim. Esav did another act of Kibbutz Avim, and then Yaakov realized in order to counter that Kibbutz Avim, it's going to be necessary for another Limud HaTorah, more Torah. What did Esav do? So when Esav saw how upset Yitzchak was, and how Yitzchak tells Yaakov, you cannot marry an Isham Yibinois Kanoam, so he decided to do the same, and he took Machlas Bas Yishmoel to show that he does the Ratzon of his father. And there are even those, as we mentioned last week, who said that Esav did Shuva. So Esav continued to be Mechabed of Aim. So at this moment, Yaakov is in a quandary what to do. If he just goes and listens to his parents, but Esav's Kibbutz Avim is much greater. And the Limud HaTorah that he had till now was able perhaps to counter the Kibbutz Avim of Esav till now. But now that Esav did another act of Kibbutz Avim and got married Machlas Bas Yishmoel, again because he wanted to find favor in the eyes of his father and he was honoring his father. So therefore Yaakov felt he needs more schusim. It's time to learn again. Because Talmud Torah is greater than Kibbutz Avim. To counter the extra Kibbutz Avim of Esav in marrying Yishmael's daughter, Yaakov goes to learn again. And Talmud Torah is greater than Kibbutz Avim. He says, this is hinted in the words of Rashi. He says, beautifully, that's what Rashi is telling you. Because Esav went to Yishmael, hifsik ha'inyan b'parshasoy shel Yaakov. Meaning, because of that, Yaakov had to take a hefsik. He had to stop where he was going and go to the Beis Medrash of Eivor and learn now to be mevatel the schus of Esav. Uchesher gomar means when you finish learning after those 14 years, chazal einyan harishon, now he can go back to do what he was intending to do. So according to this Karen LeDavid, we understand here, first of all, what Rashi is telling us. Obviously it's b'derech remez, not exactly pshat. But what Rashi is telling us here is that there's a break, meaning that Yaakov was really supposed to go straight and do exactly what his parents told him to do. Kibud Avim. And the Torah that he had learned all these years will be enough, will be sufficient to counter this chus of Kibud Avim of Esav. But now that Vayar Esav Kiroi Kiverach Yitzchak as Yaakov, and Vayar Esav Kiroi is Bunais Kinoam, Vayelach Esav al Yishmol, Vayikach as Machalas. So for that reason, Yaakov had to go to learn to have another schus of Limanat Torah to counter the Kibbut of Aim of Esav, because Limanat Torah is greater than Kibbut of Aim. And Vayetze Yaakov Iber Shava Vayelech Charana, which in these words are hinted that he went to the Beis Medrash of Aver and then afterwards he went to Chora. So it would seem from this that Yaakov is learning on a new level now, these 14 years, to counter the Kibbut of Aim of Esav. Perhaps, now that we're in the month of Kislev, and approaching the Yom Tov of Chanukah, this has very much to do with Chanukah. Yaakov Avinu learned in the Beis Medrash of shame and aver until he was 50 years old. Because if you do the history, you can figure out that shame passed away when Yaakov was 50 years old. So, in the early years of his life, the Yaakov ish tam yoshev oiholim, as Rashi tells us and Parshas told us, ba'oholoi shel shame uba'oholoi shel aver. But over here, when Yaakov is 63 years old, shame is not living anymore. That's why all the Chazal, those who are medayik, will notice in Chazal it says, nitman bebeis aver, not shame ve'aver, because shame's not alive anymore. Some Midrashim still use the word shame and aver, but really it's Aver, because shame is not here anymore, so he's going now to the Beis Medrash of Aver. Is there a difference between the Beis Medrash of shame and the Beis Medrash of Aver? And yes, there is. And this is something based on that which the Tzemach Tzedek writes in Oyer HaTorah, in his Sefer, many, many volumes. Tzemach Tzedek was a prolific writer and speaker, and genius, and in his Sefer Oyer HaTorah, in Parshas told us, he says, shame is Torah Shebiksav, and Aver is Torah Shebal Peh. Actually, his grandfather, the Baal HaTanya, in one place, in Likutei Torah, in Vayis Chanan, also says the same thing, that shame is Torah Shebiksav. B'loshon HaRamban, kol HaTorah kula shmoisav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki shame Hashem ekra. Havu Goydel Elokeinu, we know Shem Hashem refers to Kriyas HaTorah, that's Torah Shebiksav, that's called Shem Hashem, Vayimen Hashem, who's there, we find such a lashon in the Mishnayos, that the Torah is called Hashem's name, Shemois. So Shem is Torah Shebiksav. Aver is Torah Shebal Peh. So says the Tzemach Tzedek. Meaning Aver is a deeper, higher level of learning. Not to say that Yaakov did not learn Torah Shebal Peh before, because he went to the Beis Medrash of Shame and Aver, but he spent a lot of time in the Beis Medrash of Shame. Now, he is learning Torah Shebal Peh exclusively. Nitman bebeis Aver. Nitman, which means hiding, because Torah Shebal Peh is hidden in Torah Shebiksav. It's gonuz. It's hidden. Or ha-gonuz, it's hidden in Torah Shebiksav. There's another piece, also from the Tzemach Tzedek, where he says that shame is Torah's ha-nigla, and aver is Torah's ha-nister, the Torah that's hidden. Nitman bebeis aver. So Yaakov Avinu is now learning a different level of Torah, whether it's Torah Shebal Peh, whether it's Torah's ha-nister, which is also Torah Shebal Peh, all included in Torah Shebal Peh. He is learning a new level of Torah. Agav, I digress for a moment, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zechroinu Levracha, once said that the Limud HaTorah of Yaakov in his early years was Torah's Eretz Yisrael. The 14 years that he learned in the Beis Medrash of Eiver was Torah's Chutz La'aretz. You have to learn how to deal with the outside world. So it was a different Torah. But everyone seems to agree that it's a different Torah. So what exactly is happening over here? Esav has tremendous chusim. The schus of Kibbut Avim, which even at one point we find that Yitzchak actually believes that Esav is greater and deserves bracha because Kibbut Avim perhaps is greater than Limud HaTorah. And the Gemara has to learn out from this whole episode, from this whole story with Yaakov and all the years that he spent away from the home, and then he was punished with Yosef not being home, that Talmud Torah is greater. So we find the Pasuk tells us in Parshas Devarim, when Klal Yisrael were about to enter into the border of Esav. So the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem Elai Leimer, Rav Lachem Soiv Es Hahor Hazeh, Penu Lachem Tzafayna, enough surrounding this mountain, turn northward. Yesam Tzav Leimer, Atem Oivrim Begvul Acheichem Ben Esav, you are now passing through the border of your brothers, descendants of Esav, who settled in Seir, and they are afraid of you, but you must be very careful. Al Tizgaru Bam, do not antagonize them. Because I am not going to give you from their land ad midrach kaf rugel, not even a footstep. Ki Yerusha le'esav, this is an inheritance given to Esav. What's happening here? Until Mashiach comes, and this is because of Chet Ha'egel and Chet Ha'meraglim and Churban Bayis and so on, we cannot enter the boundary of Esav. It's mentioned many times. What schus does Esav have that because of this schus, for so many years, we cannot enter his land? And his land is Eretz Yisrael. It's part of Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu was promised 10 nations. 7 we already conquered. 3, not yet. Keni, Knizi, Kadmoini. Kadmoini is Esav, Edoim. So what schus does Esav have that ad hayoim, we still can't enter his territory? So the Medrash tells this to us in Devarim Rabbah, the Balaturim mentions it here. The Balaturim says that on the word soiv, soiv means going around, the samach, he says, has tagin on it, sort of crowns on it. Because Esav honored his father, who was 60 years old when they were born, when Esav was born. Samach is 60. And therefore he was able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash that was 60 amma. In other words, Esav's kibud av was so great, interesting, that the month that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and is called Av, Chodesh Av. Esav's Kibbut Av gave him a schus that he can overpower, he can be victorious over the Jewish people because of his Kibbut Av. So what are we supposed to do? Instead of antagonizing Esav, instead of entering his border, instead of fighting with him, Penu Lachem Tzafayna, turn northward. So, Penu Lachem Tzafayna has many interpretations. One, in the Medrash, it says, Tzafayn is Torah. Learn Torah. Run to the Torah. Im Re'isem Shem is Daveg Lachem. If you see that Esav wants to attack you, Baruchu le'Torah, run to the Torah. The Ein Tzafayna el Shenem, he quotes the Pasuk of Mishle, Yitzpayn la'Yisharim Tushia. Another pshat, was Tzafayna, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wait till Mashiach comes. Ad Melech HaMashiach Lavoi, V'yikayim Morav Tuvcha Shetzofanta Lireecha. Tzofanta means the hidden schar that we will have when Mashiach will come. Wait till the time of reward, wait till Mashiach comes, and then you'll be able to enter his border. As Rashi brings here, Ad Midrach Kaf Regel, Ad Sheyova Yoim Drisas Kaf Regel Al Har Hazesim, until the day that Hashem will set foot on Har Hazesim, on the Mount of Olives, Shenemah, V'omdu Raglav B'Yoyim Hahu, and Zechariah, the Nevuah that we say, Sukkos, because Yerushalayim Esav Me Avraham, 10 nations were given, 7 to you, and Keni Knizi Kadmoini were given to Amon, Moav, and Seir, and Edom, Esav, not yet, it's not yours yet. That means, number one, when Esav attacks, we're supposed to intensify in Torah study. What did Yaakov do? When Vayelech Esav el Yishmael, so he went to the Beis Medrash of Eiver. Nitman bebeis Eiver. In fact, I once heard from Rav Olson Shlita, says he learned from Vayelech Esav el Yishmael, when nations gather and there's threats and we're worried about what's going to be, learn from Yaakov. He went to the Beis Medrash and he hid in the Beis, Nitman Bebeis Eiver. The Torah study will protect us. Penu Lachem Tzafayna. What Torah? Which Torah? What level of Torah? What part of Torah? But Pashtas, any level of Torah. The Eitz Yosef, one of the Mefarshim on the Medrash says, Oyer HaGonuz VeHatzofun, the Torah that is hidden, which could either mean Torah Shebal Peh, or Torah's Hanister. Now, the Rav Tzadok HaKohen, in his essays in Parshas Devarim, So Tzadok HaKoyen brings this medrash, and he says, Yitzpoin la yisharim tushia hainu toira shabal peh, v'hu me oyer harishoin shenignaz la'amle toira shabal peh. This is the oyer harishoin, the hidden light, the light that's revealed on Hanukkah, the oyer ha'gonis, as the Rekeach and all the Pinchas Korot said, the B'nai Yisoscha quote from the Kadmoinim, that Hanukkah is the time when the oyer ha'gonis is revealed. Hanukkah is the yom tov of toira shabal peh. It's Torah Shebaal Peh that has the ability to remove Esav, at least that Esav shouldn't harm us. Iker his galus Torah Shebaal Peh will be Al Yedei Moshiach. The main revelation of Torah Shebaal Peh, and also Torah Hanistra, of course, as we know, will be when Moshiach will come. So it comes out like this. As we mentioned here many times, Hanukkah, we enter the boundary of Esav. On Hanukkah, we're not afraid of Esav. Same thing with Purim. Hanukkah and Purim, and these two Yamim Tovim, Purim, we know that the Jews were victorious. They killed 75,000 Amalekim. What about Al Tizgarubam? Purim, there's also a Ha'ara of the Osid, and we're not afraid to go into the border of Esav at that time. Hanukkah is the same. Ad Midrach Kaf Regel. Kaf Regel is Beganatria Ner Hanukkah. And as we spoke, that Hanukkah is the left leg, the body, the right hand is Pesach, and the left hand is Shavuos, the guf is Sukkos, the right foot is Purim, and the left foot is Chanukah. That's why Chanukah, the mitzvah, is to light the menorah on the left, near Chanukah Mismoil. Ad Midrach Kaf Regel, when Kaf Regel comes, when Chanukah comes, you do enter the border of Esav. We're not afraid of Esav on Chanukah, because Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebaal Peh. Penu Lachem Tzafayna. Tzafayna is the left. The north side, as we spoke yesterday on our delayed Rosh Chodesh here, that the left is the north, the Ruach Tzfainis. The Pasuk says, Tzofain v'yamin atovirosam, north and right. That means north is left. Yaakov Avinu went to the north. Yaakov went to the left side of Eretz Yisrael. He went to the left, to the smile, which is the Tzad Chutz, the Tzad of Esav. But Torah Shebaal Peh is the left. Torah Shebiksav is the right. Torah Shebaal Peh is the left. So tell us, the Zayir HaKadosh, Torah Shebiksav is Yemin, Torah Shebiksav is Smoil, Torah Shebiksav is Chesed, Torah Shebaal Peh is Gevura. The Torah was Nitna Mipi HaGevura. So Torah Shebaal Peh is on the left. That's Hoid. And that's why the Ner Chanukah, Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebaal Peh, the mitzvah is to light it on the left side. Eiver is Torah Shebaal Peh. Eiver is the same letters as Erev. Yaakov Avinu is now going into Golus. Yaakov Avinu represents the nighttime. Avraham is the morning, and Avraham establishes Shachris. Yitzchak is the afternoon. Yitzchak instituted Mincha. Yaakov instituted Mayriv. Vayifka ba'mokim. Chazal say, Ein pegiyah elo tfila, melamed shetikein tfilas arvis. So says the Gemara in Brachos Chafav Amid Beis. Rashi brings it here. Yaakov Avinu dealt with nighttime. Yaakov Avinu dealt with Golus. Golus is compared to the night. The Medrash Tanchuma tells us in Parshas Kisisa that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was on Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights, how did he know when it was day? How did he know when it was night? Says the Medrash, Torah Shebiksav he learned by day, Torah Shebaal Peh he learned at night. So Torah Shebiksav is Yoim, Torah Shebaal Peh is Laila. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Memdalid, "B'machshakim hoishivani ze Talmudah shel Bavli." Talmud Bavli is called Choshech. What? Gemara is darkness. Torah Shebaal Peh is difficult to learn. It can be sometimes dark, and then the light comes from the Choshech. "B'machshakim hoishivani ze Talmudah shel Bavli." The Gemara says in the Dorim Daf Chav Beis, if the Jews wouldn't have sinned, they wouldn't have needed Torah Shebaal Peh. El Molei Chato Yisrael, Lai Nitin Alehem El Chamishachum Shei Torah V'Sefi Yeshua Bilvad, Shenemar, Pasuk in Koheles, Ki Beroiv Chochma, Roiv Kaas. Because we angered Hashem, we needed more Chochma. Because if not for Chet HaEgel and Chet HaMeraglim, and as Reb Tzadok is Mayrich many, many, many places in the Sefer, we would have only been given Torah Shebiksav and perhaps only the Luchos, and everything else we would have figured out on our own. We would have saw it clearly. Wouldn't they have to go through all the shakl of Ataria and the kashas and the terutzim of Torah Shebaal Peh, which came about because of chet, and therefore it was necessary to have more Torah. Whenever there's more chet, you need more Torah. When there's more choshech, you need more light. The Yevonim came lahashkicham Torah Secha. They came to try to get us to forget the Torah. Which Torah? Torah Shebaal Peh. You can't forget Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebiksav is written. But Torah Shebaal Peh, until it was written, was only memorized, so it's easy to forget it. So the Yevonim came lahashkicham Torah Secha. Chashmoyenoyim Matisyahu Ubonov. When they were victorious over the Syrian Greeks, and we were zeicher to the Ner Chanukah, to the Menorah. The Menorah is Torah Shebaal Peh, Ki Yodua. The Oroin is Torah Shebiksav. The Menorah is Torah Shebaal Peh. That's why it has six branches. Shisha Konim, Kenegad the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. And the Lamed Vav, the 36 Neirois that we light on Chanukah all together, is Kenegad the 36 Mesechtes of Gemara that we have. Lamed Vav Mesechtes, and as we spoke last week, there are actually 63 Sidrei Mishnayis, because Chanukah is the Shem Sag. That's the Milui of the Shem Havaya of Samach Gimel. That's how old Yaakov was. By the Brachas, as we mentioned and spoke about it by Arichas last week. So Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is for Laila. Not to get out Laila and Gemara by day, but Torah Shebaal Peh is Laila. In fact, if we take the first Mishnah in Torah Shebaal Peh, is Me'emosai Koyrin es Shema Be'arvin. The first line, the first Mishnah, speaks about nighttime, because Torah Shebaal Peh is Keneged Laila. Shema Be'arvin. Shema Be'arvin is Begematria Ner Chanukah Mismoil. The Ner Chanukah, that is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is placed on the left side, which we light at night, Mishatishka HaChama, by the outside, by the doorway, Al Pesach Beisai Mibachutz. Yaakov Avinu, as we spoke yesterday, tells us the Kedushas Levi in the Bnei Yisoschir in one of his Maimorim on Chanukah, that Yaakov is the Soid of Chanukah. And the Parsha of Ayetze is the Parsha of Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov going into Golus. And Yaakov's Nisoyin, just like Lech Lecha Vayera are the parashiyos of Avraham Avinu, Vayetze, Vayishlach as well, but Vayetze specifically is the parasha of Yaakov Avinu, which the name of the parasha is Vayetze, going out. Chanukah is the yomtiv that goes out. It goes out to the street. Unusual, because no other yomtiv is like that. And one may ask, but don't we say that Yaakov is Sukkos, the tour at the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, based on the Zohar HaKadosh from Parshas Emor and other places? Avraham Avinu is Pesach, Yitzchak is Shavuos, and Yaakov is Sukkos. So is he Sukkos or is he Chanukah? The Yaakov nosasu koysa va'iven loibayus ulubeknehu asa sukkos. So as mentioned already, Chanukah is an extension of Sukkos. It's not a stira at all. Chanukah and Sukkos are really one. As the Gemara says, according to Beis Shammai, we light the Neiros in decrease mode, keneged porei hachag, like the bulls that they sacrificed on Sukkos in decrease mode from the first day to the seventh day. What's the connection? Because Chanukah is a hemshech of Sukkos. The Gemara says, Ner Chanukah lamayla me esrim ama pesula ke suka uchemavoy. The Ner Chanukah is comparable to the sukkah. Just like a sukkah that's lamayla me esrim ama is puzzle, Ner Chanukah that's higher than esrim ama is puzzle. One is not allowed to derive benefit from the Ner Chanukah, like one is not allowed to derive benefit from the sukkah, from the Atzei sukkah, the Nuyei sukkah. The Gemara in Shabbos, the sugya of Chanukah compares in many instances Chanukah to sukkahs. The Mishnah in Bikurim is sukkahs ad Chanukah, about saying about the Mikra Bikurim. Chanukah is the extension of Sukkot. So Yaakov is Sukkot, true. But Yaakov is the Soid of Chanukah, because Yaakov's life, what he accomplished, his mission was a Chanukah mission. It was a nighttime mission. It was a mission where he dealt with Golus. Vayetze Yaakov mibe'er shova, vayelech charona. Charona is charoin af. He went into the charoin af shel mokoyim. Charona is also the oisius neir haches. Neir ches. The eight neiros of Chanukah. He left the world of seven and he went into the world of eight. In order to deal with the outside world, Yaakov had to go first to the Beis Medrash of Eiver and learn a deeper level of Torah Shebaal Peh. Eiver is Torah Shebaal Peh. Eiver are the same letters as Erev. Torah Shebaal Peh is the Torah of Erev. Or Torah HaNister, both, in order to deal with Charon. And then by Yifka Bamakim, he encounters the Shechina, even in Charon. Charona Vayivka Bamakim, these three words are the gematria of the number 620. 620 is Hanukkah. Hanukkah is mitzvah number 620. There are 620 mitzvahs. 613 that are biblical, 7 rabbinic. The last mitzvah we ever received was Ner Hanukkah. So Ner Hanukkah is mitzvah number 620, equal to the word keser. Charona Vayivka Bamakim. In fact, the word Hanukkah with the milu of the Isi is the gematria 620. And that's Charon Vayivka Bamakim. That in Charon he encounters the Shechina. Even on the left side, even below 10 Tfachim, even outside, even in the second half of the month, nighttime, all the places and times that are the domain of Esav, as mentioned there many, many times, one can encounter the Shechina. Vayole en Shom Kivah HaShamesh. The sun has set prematurely, as Rashi says. It's nighttime. And Vayishkav Bamakoim Hahu, and Yaakov is lying on the floor below 10 Tfachim. And there he has this dream, the famous dream, the Sula Mutzav Artsav Roshay Magia Hashemayim, which the Medrash says he was shown all the Goliyos, he was shown the entire history of Klal Yisrael until the end of time. In this one dream that he had while lying on the floor below 10 Tfachim. And here he was promised, Paratzta means strength, not just spreading out, which is also true, but it means to strengthen. Paratzta v'chazakta. That's Chanukah, is the Yom Tov of Paratzta. Chanukah is Poiretz Geder. The Yevonim, we say, Yevonim nikbetz ufartzu chaymais migdolai. They breached. They came into our domain. Chanukah, we go into their domain. They wanted to contaminate the holy. We spread holiness outside. Chanukah is the Yom Tov where you light outside. You Kedusha emanates from in and goes out to counter them trying to pollute and contaminate from the out in. And Yaakov receives this nevuah while lying on the floor where he encounters the Makom HaMikdash. So Yaakov Avinu prepares us. Yaakov Avinu actually does a Chanukah. He makes a Chanukah here. What happens is this is the first time the Torah talks about oil here. When Yaakov wakes up, Vayashkem Yaakov Baboiker, Vayikach Eso Evan, Vayosem Oysa Matzeva, Vayitzoik Shemen Al Roisha. He pours oil on top of the stone. Oil, that's the Shemen. The Yalkut Ruvain, he says, where did he get that oil from? All he had was his stick. Eliphaz took everything away, but in his stick he had a jug of oil. And Midrashim say this was the Pach Shemen that was found in the Beis HaMikdash, Munach B'chaisamay Shol Koyen Gadol. Might be a difficult Midrash to comprehend how this could be, that Pach Shemen. But they bring this Midrash that this oil was the same oil. Why should it be such a difficult thing to comprehend? If an oil could last for 8 days and there's only enough for one, this was obviously miraculous oil that somehow got into the hands of Yaakov and eventually into the hands of Matisyahu and or the Kohen Gadol who preceded him, who sealed it because he saw that this was not ordinary oil. One opinion says it was the Shemen HaMishcha. But this Vayitzayk Shemen Al Roisha is a remez to Chanukah, because this, and this is always read, of course, as we enter the month of Kislev. This Shabbos is already Tes Kislev. Yaakov already prepared us for Chanukah. Yaakov tikein tfilas arvis. Yaakov instituted the nighttime prayer, the nighttime davening, a davening of Golus, a Yom Tov of Golus, the tefillah of Erev, after Yaakov went to the Beis Medrash of Eiver, Osius Erev, for Eiver, the reason why there is the need for Torah Shebaal Peh is because Eiver, because there are those who are Eivrei Aveira. Because we're of Eivrei Aveira, we have to come on to the Torah of Erev, the Torah of Eiver, the Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah HaNistar. That's the way we counter Esav. And then we don't have to worry about it. So Penulachem Tzafayna. So Penulachem Tzafayna, besides meaning, learn Torah Shabal Peh, learn Torah Sanisdar. Penulachem Tzafayna also means wait for Mashiach. Morav Tuvcha Shet Tzafanta Lireyecha. Tzafanta is the same gematria as Chanukah with the Milah of the Oisiyos. Because Chanukah is Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach. So on Chanukah, we are experiencing Mashiach. On Chanukah, Mashiach comes. The Or of Melech HaMashiach is Chayzer. It comes to us from the future. It comes Chanukah, as Bnei Yisrael elaborates. So what we're going to be allowed to do in Yemais HaMashiach, we get a taste of on Chanukah, and we enter the domain of Esav. And now we're not afraid. Ad Midrach Kaf Regel, we're not afraid of Esav. V'amdu raglov b'ayoyim ha'hu al har ha'zeisim. What happens when you stand on olives? When you press olives, what do you get? You get oil. V'amdu raglov b'ayoyim ha'hu al har ha'zeisim. That's la'osid love. When Hashem is going to stand on har ha'zeisim, there's going to be a revelation of Shemen Zayizach. So on Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of Shemen, we experience a taste, a ha'ora, of the Amdu Raglav Bayoim Hahu Al Har HaZeisim, when we will be allowed to enter the domain of Esav. So Yaakov Avinu had to go to the Beis Medrash of Eiver because he had to counter the Schus of Kibud Av Va'Em. He had to counter the Kibud Av Va'Em of Esav, which is the Schus that Esav has. Ad HaYoim HaZeh. So it's interesting, the Bnei Yisrael makes note of the following. In the Nusach of the Al-Hanisim that we say on Chanukah, we say, Bimei Matisyahu ben Yoichanan Kayan Gadol. We mention Matisyahu's father. On Purim, we don't do that. We say, Bimei Mordechai. We don't say, Bimei Mordechai ben Yoir. We don't mention Mordechai's father. Why do we mention Matisyahu's father? Bimei Matisyahu ben Yoichanan Kayan Gadol. Was there another Matisyahu? Maybe, but why do we have to say Ben Matisyahu Ben Yoichanan? So the Bnei Yisrael says a novel, a chiddush, many argue with this. He says that Matisyahu's father was the Yoichanan Kohen Gadol that was Shimesh Pekahuna Gedoyle or the Besoif Nasa Tzeduki. Many argue with that history, but what the Bnei Yisrael is basically saying is that Matisyahu's father became a Tzeduki who didn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. The Tzedukim were Koifrim in Torah Shebaal Peh. So Matisyahu gave us Chanukah, the Yom Tov of Torah Shebaal Peh, to be Mesakeh in the chait of his father. Bimei Matisyahu ben Yoichanan. This is the Yoichanan who became Rachman al-Aslan al-Tzeduki. The Bnei Yisrael says it was only like for a short period of time. But he needed a tikkun. So his son Matisyahu was Mesakeh in him because by giving us a Yom Tov of Torah Shebaal Peh, the whole Chanukah is Torah Shebaal Peh. Hardly any of it is written anywhere in Shas except for those few blatant Shabbos. There's no Masechta called Chanukah. It's Torah Shebaal Peh in Torah Shebaal Peh. So that was a tikkun for Yoichanan. That's Kibud Av Va'Em. That's an act of Kibud Av Va'Em. The Gemara actually says, V'heichan Sivanu. Where did Hashem command us? We say, Baruch Atah Hashem Hashem Kiddushanu B'mitzvoysa V'tzivanu L'hadlik Ner Chanukah. Hashem commanded us to light Ner Chanukah. The Gemara asks us about all those mitzvahs to Rabbanan that we do. So the Gemara gives two terutz. One is, Shenema She'al Avicha V'yageidcha Zekeinecha V'yayimru Lach. Ask your father, and he'll tell you. That's Kibud Av Va'Em. Ask your father. We have to realize that we have a tradition. We have to follow in the footsteps of our parents, and they did in their parents. That's the whole idea of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is Mesoira Midor Lador. Those who deny Torah Shebaal Peh, they don't honor their parents. Honoring parents and Torah Shebaal Peh is really one and the same. Shema b'ni Musa ravicha v'altitosh toiras imecha. Sha'al avicha v'yageidcha. The Gemara is saying that Chanukah is Torah Shebaal Peh. It's not written. How do we know we have to keep to it? Because our father told us and our grandfather all the way back. And Yoichanan, Matisyahu was Mesakeh in the Nesav of Chanukah in order to be Mesakeh in his father Yoichanan. So Chanukah itself has in it a message of Kibud Av Va'Em, which is to counter the Kibud Av Va'Em of Esav. And that's why on Chanukah we're not afraid to go into the domain of Esav, which is the left and below ten fachim. Besides that, Chanukah is Torah Shebaal Peh, and in the Schus of Torah Shebaal Peh, we can remove the schus of Esav. And perhaps we could also say this is the reason why the Gemara, we mentioned this last week, another idea, mentions this Rabbi Tanchaim, who says in the middle of the sugya of Chanukah, "Haboy reik ein boy mayim." Mimashma shenemer ein boy mayim. Haboy reik. We don't know that there's no water in it. Mayim ein boy. Avon nechoshim va'akrabim yesh boy. There's no water, but there are snakes and scorpions. What's that doing in the middle of the sugya of Chanukah? There are many, many terutzim. Last week we gave one idea. Perhaps the idea is this has to do with kibur of aim. The Gemara is hinting to us here. Why was Yosef thrown in a pit? And why, because of this, was Yosef sold to Mitzrayim and Yaakov had to suffer for 22 years because of his lack of kibur of aim? But yet, not for the 14 years that he was in the Beis Medrash of Aver. The 14 years that he was in the Beis Medrash of Aver, he was not punished for that. Because Torah Shebaal Peh is, Libur HaTorah is greater than kibur of aim. And since Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebaal Peh, Chanukah is misakein, and Chanukah it removes the schus of Esav, at least for the 8 days of Chanukah. We don't have to worry about the schus of Esav. And certainly now, in Ikvus of the Mashiach, as we're approaching Bias HaMashiach, that schus is dwindling. That schus that Esav has is dwindling. And that schus, there's very little left of that. And we're holding already very close to the time of Amdu Raglov Bayoim Hahu, on Har HaZeisav. And every year on Chanukah, there's a Ha'ora of the Yemos HaMashiach. And every year before Chanukah, we read Parshas Vayetze with the Haftorah of Vayetze. The Haftorah of Vayetze is the same almost as the Haftorah of Shabbos Shuvah. Shuvah Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha ki chashalta b'avoinecha is in the Haftorah of Vayetze. What's it doing here? What's it, Yom Kippur next week? Why are we suddenly again talking about Shuvah Yisrael? Why it's like Shabbos Shuvah? Yes, because Chanukah is coming. And as we spoke already in previous weeks, that Chanukah is a hemshech of Yom HaKippurim. It's the Gemar HaChasima. It's another grace period for those who didn't yet do a Shuvah Shleima in Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Aser Simeit Shuvah, Sukkot, Hashanah Rabbah. We have till Zois Chanukah. B'Zois Tibachenu. We have till Chanukah, till Zois Chanukah, we could still rectify any wrongdoings, especially with the schus of Torah Shebaal Peh, with the schus of Kibur Avaim, to counter the Kibur Avaim of Esav. Penu lachem tzafayna. Intensify our limud of Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Hanista. We know that Kislev is the month when the Baal HaTanya was released from prison. When the Mittler Rebbe, his son, whose yahrzeit is this Shabbos, Tess Kislev, and he was also born on the same day, he was born Tess Kislev, he was Nifta Tess Kislev, he was also released from prison on Yud Kislev. And they spread the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, the teachings of Nister of Torah, which was started with Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai on Lag Ba'omer, which the Mittler Rebbe himself writes, that Lag Ba'omer is in Parshas Vayetze. The whole topic of Lag BaOmer is in Parshas Vayetze, because we once spoke about this Barichas. Lag BaOmer and Chanukah have the same Bechina. Chanukah is Hoid. Lag BaOmer is Hoid Shebehoid. That's why we light candles on Lag BaOmer. The minig is also to make Maduris with Shemem. Rashbi is Begamatria Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Kedaihu Reb Shimon Lismecholov B'Shas HaTchak. So in Kislev, there was the revelation of Torah Shebaal Peh, and there was the revelation of Nister, the part of Torah known as Torah Sachsidus, Pnimiyas HaTorah, which was also revealed in Chodesh Kislev. And that's where Yaakov went. Yaakov went to the Beis Medrash of Eber. There's no such thing as a new Torah. These are not new Torahs. This is all part of Torah's Moshe. It's one Torah. Part of it revealed, part of it not, part of it concealed. The Yevanim wanted to uproot that. We mentioned last week what the Medrash says in Akev, Akrov Zu Yavan, Okar Bayis. And perhaps we can be merames. What does it mean, Okar Bayis? They wanted to uproot the house. The Bays of Bereshis, the Bayis, what's the Bayis? The Bays of Bereshis. What's the Bays of Bereshis, says the Baal HaTurim, based on the Midrashim? There are two Torahs, Bays, two. Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebal Peh. So they wanted to be Oikar, the second Torah, the Beis of Bereshis, Okar Bayis. They wanted to be Oikar, the Torah Shebal Peh, Lashicham Torah Secha. So Chanukah, we were Zoichet to a revelation of Torah Shebal Peh, of Torah, the Torah of oil, the Torah of Nista, the Torah of Torah Shebal Peh. It's all Torah Shebal Peh, which is hidden in Torah Shebiksav. That's the Es Ha'or Ki Toiv. The hidden light that's mentioned at the beginning of Chumash, which the Baal HaTurim says, Es Ha'or Ki Toiv, Soif HaTeiv, is Bris. Because as the Gemara tells us, like Koras HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bris Ela Im Torah Shebal Peh. The Gemara says in Gittin Daf Samach. It's Daf Samach. Interesting. Samach is the letter that's associated with Kislev, as we spoke yesterday. Himlech Ois Samach. Soiv Lachem Es Ha'or Hazeh. There are Samach Mesechtes. Shishim Heima Malacha is 60 or 63 Masechtas, if we count Bava Kama, Bava Mitzia, Bava Basra separate. Rav Lochem, Soiv Es Hahar Hazeh. How do we remove Esav, who was Mechabed, his father, who had him when he was 60, and he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, which is 60 Amah, by learning Torah Shebal Peh, which has 60 Masechtas, Shishim Masechtas. That's the Samach. And Kislev is the month of Samach, the month that was created with the letter Samach. Himlech, Ois, Samach. So the Yevonim wanted to be Oiker, the Bayis, the Beis, and that was the Beis of Bereshis, the Beis Rabbosi of Bereshis, which indicates that there are two Torahs, Bora Shtei. Bereshis is Oisius, Bora Shtei. As it says in Tikkunei Zohar, the Baal HaTurim brings it at the beginning, that there are two Torahs, Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebal Peh. The Yevonim wanted to be Oiker, Torah Shebal Peh, like the Tzedukim and the Hellenists and all that, who denied Torah Shebal Peh. There aren't two Torahs, there's only one. The truth is, there is only one. It's one Torah. The Torah Shebal Peh is Gonuz in Torah Shebiksav. So the Baal HaTurim says, Es Ha'or Ki Toiv, Esoif HaTeiv is Bris. Because like Koras HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bris Im Yisrael, Ela Im Torah Shebal Peh, Shenemer Al Pi HaDvarim Ho'ele, Korati Itcha Bris. So Bris is Torah Shebal Peh. The Yevonim wanted to annul the bris, this special covenant and bond that we have with Hashem, which is Torah Shebal Peh, Bris Mila, Shabbos, Chodesh, all these mitzvahs that they want that separate us, that make us distinct from the nations. Oisi Beini Ubeinechem, that's what the Yevonim were attacking. And on Hanukkah, these mitzvahs were solidified. That's why Hanukkah is 8 days, Bris Mila. There's always a Shabbos on Hanukkah. There has to be, because it's 8 days. There's always a Reish Chodesh on Hanukkah, because Hanukkah starts Chav Hei. Those three, Chodesh, Mila, Shabbos, which Chodesh, Mila, Shabbos is Begematria, Lamed, Vav, Neiroi, Chanukah, became strengthened with the Yom Tov of Chanukah. The Bris, Es Ha'or Ki Toiv, is Begematria, Seser. That's the part of Torah that's hidden. Es Ha'or Ki Toiv, which is Torah Shebal Peh, Es Ha'or Ki Toiv is Seser. And that's why the Baal HaTurim, as we said before, the first Baal HaTurim says that the Parsha is closed, it's Sesuma, because he fishayotza baseser, nitman bebeis aver, he hid in the beis medrash of aver, which aver is Torah Shebal Peh, as we said before. Atem oivrim es gevul acheichem bnei Esav. It's interesting that the pasuk uses the word oivrim. You want to pass through the gevul of acheichem bnei Esav, oivrim, which is the same shorish as aver. We find also by the menorah, which the menorah, of course, is the utensil that we commemorate on Chanukah, the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, the menorah in the Mishkan. There the Pasuk says, concerning the menorah, V'asiso es neiroi seho shiva, v'he'elo es neiroi seho, v'he'ir al eiver paneha. The word eiver appears over here. The menorah is Torah Shebal Peh. That's why the menorah was very complicated, was very difficult. Even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't make it. The Torah Shebal Peh is difficult. Torah Shebal Peh is very hard learning. There's no end to Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh, there's a limit to how many psukim there are. You can count how many psukim there are, but Torah Shebal Peh is endless, it's infinite, it's godly, it's divine, and it was given to us. And that's what the Yevonim wanted to make us forget. L'hashkicham Torah Secha, that it's your Torah. They didn't mind if we learn it like you learn anything else. You learn a subject, you learn social studies, science, academia, so study Talmud. But that it's Torah Secha, that it's your Torah, that it's Elikus, that it's Hashem's Torah. L'fishalai baruch about Torah Tchila, to realize that Torah is divine, that Torah is godly, and that when you learn it, you become one with Hashem. That they couldn't handle. That's what they were trying to sever that bond that we have with Hashem through Limud HaTorah, L'Hashgicham Torah Secha, U'L'Ha'aviram. Also, the word L'Ha'aviram, you have Eiver. U'L'Ha'aviram Mechukei Ritzoynecha. But V'Yata B'Rachamecha HaRabim, Omadet Olohem Be'es Sarasam, Ravta Es Ruvam, Danta Es Dinam, L'Kamta Es Nikmasam. And we were zeicher to a neis lamaylam and ateva rabim biad ma'atim tmeim biad tahirim, oil that should have only lasted one day lasted eight, and the Yom Tov of Chanukah continues to illuminate and light up the dark streets, the left side, the outside, the nighttime, ad hayayim hazeh. And as Sfarim tell us, the darker it gets, the light, the brighter the Chanukah. Like any light, when you're in a room with a lot of light, so you don't need much light. But if you're in a dark room, you need light, and the light is much more noticeable. If you walk outside in broad daylight with a candle, who notices the candle? But in a dark room, you notice the candle. So unlike other Yomim Tovim, let's say, for example, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, as we get further and further away from the Zman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, you feel it less, perhaps. We don't have the Karbonis. But Chanukah, as we get further away from the time that we had a Beis HaMikdash, and closer, of course, to Yemais HaMashiach, but the Golus is intensifies. The evening, the night is very, very dark. The Chanukah is extremely bright. That means the Chanukah of this year, Tov Shin Pei, will be the brightest Chanukah ever. Whether Mashiach comes or not, the Chas V'Shalom, he should be here by then. If he comes, for sure it'll be. But even if Chas V'Shalom, Mashiach is still not here yet by Chanukah, this will be the brightest Chanukah because it'll be the darkest so far. It gets darker and darker as we get closer and closer to Yom HaMashiach. Yomin Usmoil Tifroitzi. Tifroitzi is B'gematria Tovshin Pei. Tifroitzi is written without a vav. Paratzta. Yomin Usmoil. Right and left, Yomen Usmoil is Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh. So Yaakov Avinu already paved the way for us. Yaakov Avinu prepared the future Chanukah. He instituted the Tefillah of Ma'ariv. He gave us hope that even when it's dark, even when it's night, and even when we're on the wrong side, and even when we fall, and even when the moon is in a concealed state, there's still light. Hashem is with us no matter what. Ochein yesh Hashem b'amokoyim hazeh. As Yaakov Avinu cries out, he can't believe it that he's zeichet to revelation, even where he was, even on the floor, even in such a distant place. Vayivka b'amokoyim, he encounters the Mokom HaMikdash. The Mokom HaMikdash, Har HaMoriah, actually came to him, as the Gemara says in the Chulin of Tzadik Aleph, that Rashi brings a few times in the parasha at the beginning. We mentioned yesterday, it's interesting that the Gemara that talks about this whole episode in Parashas Vayetzeh is in Chulin, Daf Tzadik Aleph. And Parshas Vayetzeh, of course, the shorish of the word Vayetzeh is Tzadik Aleph. In Chulin, Tzadik Aleph, the other Gemara tells us that Har HaMoriah, the Mokom HaMikdash, came to Yaakov Avinu. And that's what happens every Chanukah. Every Chanukah, the Mokom HaMikdash comes to us in our homes, no matter where we are. When we light the menorah, Hashem lights his menorah up there. Bezesh Har HaShamayim. As Rashi says, the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato is Mechuvan Keneged Beis HaMikdash Shel Maila. We mentioned this last year. Meaning, no matter wherever you erect your Mikdash, it doesn't have to be in Eretz Yisrael. Wherever you have your Mikdash, that's where the Beis HaMikdash Shel Maila is. Meaning, when you light your menorah, no matter what part of the world you light your menorah, it's parallel to the Mokom HaMikdash. And up there, Neirois are being kindled. Aaron HaKoyen or Michoel Kahan or Rabba is lighting Neirois as we light the Neirois down here. And in the schus of our preparing for Chanukah, learning Torah Shabbat Peh, observing Kriya Shema the way we should, because Kriya Shema is at night, especially the night Kriya Shema. Me'emosai Koren es Shema Be'arvin, which is the first line of Torah Shabbat Peh, which Torah Shabbat Peh, as mentioned before, is Erev. It's Laila. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu learned that night, Torah Shabbat Peh. And that's what Yaakov Avinu went to learn when he went to the Beis Medrash of Eiver. And that's Chus will overpower Esav, who gets killed on Chanukah. As we mentioned many times with the Bnei Yisoscha and the Drush Sam Sofer, both say the same thing, that Esav's downfall, Esav actually is buried and dies and is killed on the Yom Tov of Chanukah. That's the Mapola of Esav, with all that we're talking about tonight that really fits very well that Esav should have his Mapola on Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebaal Peh, which removes the schus of Esav's Kibbutz of Aim. And the same thing with Yishmael. Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. When Esav joins Yishmael, so you have Yamin and Smoil of Klipa joining together. So who can counter that? Yaakov Avinu. Because Yaakov was a fusion of Chesed and Din. Yaakov was a combination of Avraham and Yitzchak. That's why he's called Teferes, Rachamim. Yaakov is the fusion of Chesed and Din in order to counter the Yamin and the Smoil, the Klipa of Esav and Yishmael. So Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. Vayetze Yaakov, and he goes to the Beis Medrash of Eiver, and Yaakov, who is now the Yamin and the Smoil of Kedusha, he has Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh, is able to counter Esav and Yishmael. Esav, we've already seen the fall of communism and other events that we've seen, which happened on Chanukah, incidentally. We've already seen Malchus Edom really falling apart. We want to see also Yishmael, as we mentioned already, that when Yishmael will fall, then Yitzmach ben David, and what better time for it than the Yom Tov of Chanukah, the Chei Admon, B'tzeil Tzalmon, Hakeim Lanu Raya Shiva. May we zeichet to all of that, Vayivka B'Mokim, we should encounter the Mokim HaMikdash, where it is supposed to be, in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, and be zeichet to see Aaron HaKohen lighting the menorah in the Bayis HaShlishi, together with Mashiach Tzidkenu, may it be immediately.